Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. Jordan Mailata show coming up at 6. Whoa.
You got it.
Yeah, I got it. Jordan Mailata show coming up at 6, and then Players Lounge at 7. Landon Dickerson is the guest. Jack, felt like he was trying to show off a little bit during Creed today.
Well, again, when
he was loud, man.
You fashion yourself a singer.
When I was back, in the studio, I always turn myself down so it doesn't come across so loud.
Yeah. Yeah, you're pretty loud today.
He was excited today.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, when they win a game like that,
and
the quarterback plays like that, how can you not be thrilled?
So before we get back to the Eagles and the win, Phil's lost 2 of 3 this weekend. We could feel that coming.
Yeah. Mile away.
But the bigger story was the post-game availability from Nick Castellanos on Friday.
Yes.
When they won the game.
His 250th home run.
Milestone. Had a big game. And then fielded a lot of questions from the reporters about his current role as a platoon player. Here is how some of that back and forth went.
Do you understand why you haven't been playing as much as you normally would?
I don't really talk to Rob all that often, so that's just, I play whenever he tells me to play, and then I sit whenever he tells me to sit.
So, you know, the coaches or Rob don't sit down and explain to you what kind of, what they want you to do and whatever role they want you to act?
Communication over the years has been questionable, at least in my experience. But also, I grew up communicating with somebody like my father, which is very blunt, direct, and consistent.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of surprising to hear because most people say that his strength is communicating with his players and talking to his players every day.
Who says that?
I mean, the guys in here that have been winning with him since 2022. We've had a different experience than those guys.
It's just been times where things have been said, and then over the course of years, I'll have expectations because I'll latch on to what's being said, and then actions would be different, and then I'm kind of left, you know, just thinking and whatnot, but... Again, like, it is what it is. Adapt, do what I can. At the end of the day, we're here to win a World Series.
Ike, your thoughts on Casty?
Well, I mean, he's been a drip. That's basically what he's doing. I mean, I understand people felt like the reporters there were trying to bait him into saying something. Nick Castellanos is a veteran player, and he's smart enough to know that they are looking for a certain answer. Really, all they're looking for is for him to be okay in the role that he's in, or to see if he's okay with the role that he has on the team. He couldn't wait to go out of his way to talk about his lack of communication with the manager, his experience with Rob Thompson of being here, going in a roundabout way of saying, I've been lied to or misled. I get told one thing, and then action says something else. I don't know what they told you. They just started platooning you this year. Hell, you played every game last year when you shouldn't have played every game. I'm just over Nick Castellanos and the nonsense. I'm just over that. I am. This team is in a good place with a good vibe, and this seems like the only guy on the team that seems to be bothered or having a hard time with where the team is at, right? Like, you went out there and you hit your 250th home run. You helped win that game. That question, even though you feel like it may be misplaced or mistimed, could have easily been sort of downplayed by saying, you know what? I'm doing my best to try to embrace the role that I have on the team right now, and I'm trying to make sure my teammates can count on me when my opportunity presents itself. And we got bigger goals here. This isn't about me and my role on the team. This is all about the team. That's what a veteran would do. That's not trying to become a distraction or make it about him. And I've been saying this for the longest. This dude, this is a selfish thing. This, I don't want to hear this nonsense about, oh, I want to play every day. I know you want to play every day. But this is what's been good for the team. This is what's been good for the team. Letting Rob Thompson do what he does. They've been playing better since then. So he's going to be here the rest of the year. It is what it is. I'm just saying, I'm hoping that that stuff's not rubbing off on the rest of the players. Because you almost feel like you got to walk around on eggshells with this guy. And I'm over it. I just am. I'm over it. We are looking to go deep in the playoffs. And I want to hear from the guys that are excited about that. Like, I know they lost 2 out of 3 out there, but this is the thing, the only thing with this team right now, that there's a little bit of a cloud there is with him.
Yeah, for sure.
Everything else, everybody's in a great mood. Everybody's excited. Everybody's enjoying and looking forward to the postseason. And this dude wants to still be a drip and mope and complain because of the role that he's in. I'm just over him, man. I just am. And, I don't even do that with players in this town. I try to be a pro player for these guys. But
especially when everybody else is pushing on them, that usually pushes you onto the side of saying, well, wait a minute.
Yeah. And this is just me really being frustrated that he's the only one who seems to be unhappy on the team.
Yeah, I think so I hope it doesn't cause a distraction, too. That's the biggest fear off the weekend, like, Saturday they came out and played well. They lost the game. The D-backs came back. They didn't show up yesterday.
Yes.
Really.
Saturday was just a loss.
It was just a loss.
Yeah.
But I think the part that I feel pretty confident that it's not is that I think this is how he's been for the last month, and they've gone on a good stretch.
Right.
So
behind closed doors.
Behind
he's
closed
been doing
doors.
That.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think the guys in the locker room are surprised at how Casty feels.
Well, his whole thing about this, Ike, you just said this, his whole thing about this is how communication has been. What have they been communicating with you about prior to the last month? You play every game. You're the right fielder. You know?
I thought Rob Thompson stuck up for him a lot.
Yes.
And that's the annoying parts for me.
Right, you basically throw Topper under the bus like he's lying to you or misleading you.
Yeah.
Or something.
And by the way, I think when he got to this point, I actually thought, no offense to the beat writers, I thought the first 5 questions they asked him were stupid. He's been a platoon player for the last month,
right,
and they're asking him questions as if it just happened yesterday.
Well, he hasn't talked since early August.
Oh, really? Okay, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, then that makes
that
more
adds
sense.
More context to it.
Yeah. Then I have no. It would be very easy to be a sympathetic figure in that questioning, if. You would be very easy to get support and be a sympathetic figure in that questioning if you don't do the Rob Thompson thing. If you leave that alone and say, I'm doing my best,
I agree.
This isn't not what I'm used to. It's not the easiest thing in the world, but I love the guys, and I hope we win the World Series. You could end up being a sympathetic figure, but he doesn't care. He just doesn't care.
No, he doesn't even care about being a sympathetic figure.
No.
Doesn't. I'm just like, come on, man.
We're trying to win a World Series.
World Series, bro. Yeah.
And guess what? They might need him. I mean, Kepler's won for his last 19.
Well, of course we're going to need him.
Yeah, I've said that a bunch of times.
Yeah.
He is a guy who, as crazy as it sounds, I think is not bothered by playoff pressure. I think he can get hot. He can have big hits.
And I can't tell if all of a sudden they're like, Kepler continues to kind of crater towards the end of the year, and they're like, all right, you're back in right field. Is he going to say that, like, bleep you already gave up on me? Or is he going to just go out there and be Nick Castellanos? Like, that's one of the things I thought about. I mean, because Kepler could be unplayable going back to how he was for the first 3 months of the season. And all of a sudden, Cassie becomes important again. But which Cassie do they get? Playoff riser Cassie, which we've shown. Or, no, you gave up on me. I'm not going to go out there and try for you.
Who knows? My gut is he's not going to go out there and not try. It's
still
him. He'll
swing at the first pitch.
Yeah, well, that he will surely do. Yep, that he will surely do. 215-592-9494. You know who never swings at the first pitch unless it's a strike right down the middle?
National Appliance Warehouse.
You got it.
Come on. They're,
right?
Hey, it's always a home run.
It's always a home run.
Yeah,
National Appliance Warehouse. There you go.
We got winning teams around here, and no one wins more than National Appliance Warehouse, and that's for a couple reasons.
No, Jack. You know who wins? The people who go to National Appliance Warehouse. They're the winners.
Exactly right.
Idiot.
And why is that?
Well, because they're always getting the best price because of Tax-Free Delaware and Price Assure, which is the thing they have in the store that updates the prices automatically that guarantees you're going to get the best price.
Also, great savings events that they usually have going on at National Appliance Warehouse. So they got you covered from that aspect. Then they got you covered from getting the right appliances from Sub-Zero, Cove, Wolf, whatever kind of appliance you need. They were over 100 brands in their 15,000 square foot showroom. And then on top of that, an industry leading team there to take care of you. You walk in there, you truly feel valued. They're smart. They know what to do. They know how to guide you through the process. That's what great leaders do, and that's what National Appliance Warehouse has. So visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or their showrooms in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Do it. Say it with your chest. 215-592. Oh, my God. 215. Nope. It happens when they're on
speaker.
Zed in Camden, you're on WIP.
Zed.
Okay, so here's this. I was kind of curious about your perspective about how you thought. Have you ever seen a player be this disaffected by pressure as Jalen seems to be? Because that shot of him on the sideline, as the kick is being blocked and Jordan Davis is returning the kick, it's almost like he's like they lost the game. It's almost, to this point, it's like almost scary.
Yeah, actually, that's not, I don't know. Feels like he's trying to look cool. Said they blocked the kick. You should be excited. He can act however he wants. I agree with your bigger premise that he seems, one of his biggest qualities, his best qualities, is that he does not seem affected by pressure within the game. You know, if it is a big play, I think one of the reasons that it seems like he comes through in those is because he is not treating them any differently than he is treating the other plays. He is not worried. He's not scared of making a mistake. That is where we get the best version of him. So I agree with that. The whole just standing there and watching as Jordan Davis blocks the kick, I don't know. I thought that was a little weird. I'm a little weird. He's a little weird. But
what I was saying is that I don't know how to take it because I don't remember. I don't think that I remember any player in this town seeming that cool on the pressure and that disrespected. I don't know. Can you help me?
When you say disrespected, did you say disrespected?
Disaffected.
Oh, disaffected.
Roy Halladay was kind of like that.
Oh, no emotion.
No emotion.
Well, it reminded me of Jay Wright.
Oh, yeah. For certain. Yeah. No, it's not many players that in that moment would be that way. Like, I could see Jalen being that way in other moments or at the end of the game, but for a play like that, you're usually going to get everyone being excited, jumping up and down and out there celebrating with the friends. Now, I will say this. once Nick ran 40 yards towards Jordan Davis and celebrated with the team, he did manage to come back and find Jalen, and I saw them sort of embrace. And you could tell there's a face-to-face. Roy, where Nick is telling him how proud he is of him for the way that he played, and Jalen, you see the smile on Jalen's face, and they both are happy that they won the game. So I was happy to see that part. I don't know, the whole emotional thing, the showing excitement, I think that's part of his persona. That's just where he's at.
Basically what I was saying was, it's not that I feel like it's a negative. I feel like it's a great positive for him because, you know, it's almost like it's been so long and we've had players that seem to like to be have nerves of steel when the chips are down, and it seems like they don't become those players. I would think that Tom Brady would be this way. You know, we've seen him be emotional, but what I'm saying is, this is almost like something that I would see him do. Okay, we blocked the kick, we did that. You know, and I feel so good about the future because I feel like you never get too low or too high.
And that's true.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is
a
blessing toward the future of this team. So I. You know, he's elite. He's elite if only because of that at this point. If no one else thinks he's elite about anything else. So that impressed me. It scared me a little bit, but it really, really impressed me.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right.
I agree. That definitely doesn't get too low or too high. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP.
Oh, this guy's all over the place.
Man, oh, boy. Hi, Jackie, baby. What's poppin'? Happy Monday.
What's up, Yosh?
Yosh.
What up, fellas? What's the name? I'm over here sounding like Ike Reese lost my voice yesterday, man. Hey, Ike.
Yes.
Linebackers do got good hands and good concentration, man, because when you intercepted that Dante Culpepper pass, you...
Did you see your boy? Did you see your boy?
Twice, by the way. Twice.
Did you see your boy?
And then you got it. Like, come on, man. Give y'all some credit now. Come on. Don't play like that.
No, you're right. I didn't want to toot my own horn, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, would never.
But you 50-some years old. We can toot our horn all day. Boy, we've been here long enough to do that. Come on now. Come on. They know who we are, who we is.
Toot.
Hey, Mike, you get a game ball. Because you was on Twitter and you said, man, this dad going to kick is a machine.
Yep.
Next thing you know, they start blocking
him. Yep. Two blocks.
You get a game ball. Hey, and got to the game ball because AJ said that he didn't even see the ball. He said he was catching sun. He said, God caught that one. He said, don't give me credit for that one. So what's his name? God get a game ball. Praise God. Hey, man, and them daggone, them. You know what it was with them daggone returners? They was trying to cut the ball too much in with their arms. And when a ball is... Whoa, hold on. Damn. I was about to say, when a ball is jiggling like that. Well, I did say it.
Yeah, relax.
When
I'm
distracted.
Wiggling like that, you trying to catch with your arms, man. You got to concentrate on the hands. I'm going to leave that alone. So that's what I think that was, man. Hey, man, AJ was out there muscling. That boy played totally different. When he know he gonna be an impact on the game. I mean, he was running to the ball with his hands out in front of him, turning around, pushing dudes off like, get off me. I mean, he was just stopping them legs and using that big. You know, I love a dude that's built. And AJ, man, that boy, man, was out there using all that muscle, and I love it. Jalen, what's his name? Trash the first half. It just said, the whole offense. Jab it, not garbage. Jab it. But good God Almighty, 17-24, 209, 137, 3 touchdowns. I mean, the boy hit all his top pass catches. And then that one, the AJ, you know the maturity in that pass? He was hitting AJ on that drive, and he was about to hit AJ. And that safety slid over, and he said, oh, not today, buddy. What's up, Dallas? And he got it to him. I mean, man, what a heck of a game, man. I love it. This defense, Georgia. Hey, man. Hey, I, like Nipsey Hussle said, last time that I checked, 5 things on my neck. No smut on my neck. Not a finish, baby. 3-0. And we go down there, and we're going to take out what's the name? Spike's second favorite quarterback. So we can get that out the way. We can get first that out favorite. The way. He's going to climb.
I think he believes Josh Allen is your favorite.
No, Baker's my favorite.
Yeah, Josh Allen is his favorite.
No, Baker's my favorite. Josh Allen's the best. Baker's my favorite. Yeah.
Oh, really? I thought you loved Josh Allen because he was Captain America. I didn't think you liked Hawkeye as much.
Hawkeye.
All right. All right. Get him out of here.
It's all the Marvel, Marvel guys. Yes.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Oh, we didn't talk about Carson at all.
Also, would like Isaiah Rodgers back on this team.
I had a Bronco buck yesterday.
He sure did.
Shout out to Wentz.
They're showing the comparison between him and J.J. McCarthy on the TV earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, four INTs for J.J. already. None for Carson. 8 yards per attempt.
Don't jinx it. Don't
jinx
it.
Did he throw three touchdowns yesterday?
I think so.
Two. Yeah.
Two.
14 of 20.
Yep. Oh, yeah. He started against me. Yes.
I started him against Smite.
Yep. Oh, I hope that Detroit receiver does not have a big night tonight. Malik Nabers, 1.8 points. What are you doing, buddy?
Well, that's Russell.
That's Russell.
What's that?
That's Russell
Wilson.
Yes.
Yeah. What's next?
He really did.
He was. He didn't know what happened. He clearly had no idea what was said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, the Rams said that?
Yeah. That was his response.
Jalen said the offense has been planned not to lose?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I didn't even hear that myself.
Yeah, he said it right after the game to Pam Oliver.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah. And clearly, Nick had not heard that quote when they brought it up to him during the press conference today.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. What's next?
Sometimes, like, that was a perfect example of you ask a question that everyone's talking about, even though it makes you look like an idiot.
Yes.
Because
I give Elliot credit for.
Yeah, just to confirm that Kevin Petullo was still calling the plays.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which is
most reporters should do. They're conduits for the fans.
Yes.
Yeah, you want.
Well,
serve your listeners or your readers.
Every single person was saying today was Jalen calling the plays in the second half,
dude,
regardless of how dumb it sounds.
They're all so busy going in there with the article they want to write so they can get a quote for it.
Yeah.
Zach Berman asked about kicking field goals. Offense, Zach. What are you talking about? I think Rube's first question was about the defense stopping them in the red zone. They just had this comeback with a quarterback who hadn't thrown a touchdown pass, the only quarterback in the entire NFL, lit up the Rams. This whatever.
Be dumber.
God
Be
bless
dumber.
Elliot. God bless Elliot.
Gosh.
What is next? Well, he was a little full of it. I mean, and the first thing he said was agreeing with me, but he didn't know he was agreeing with me. So.
Yeah,
he's
That's
on the ball list.
Yep,
he's on the ball list. And then he kept saying, "No, let me explain it to you. Let me explain it to you, Donovan."
Well, I'm glad you yield and let him explain it.
I love Donovan. Yes. I am a Donovan guy. What's next?
He's going to find something to argue with you about every single week.
Listen, you don't know how I was over here like, oh, God.
God,
here we go.
Well, especially when you said the quarterback struggles throwing screen passes. I was like, oh, no.
Well, he does.
We agree with you.
We talked about it all last year. It's not just this week.
You got to realize is he's only attached on Mondays.
Yes, not
he's
the rest of the week.
He's detached the rest of the week and everything else.
Well, he's like, we should start throwing screen passes. Well, I got news for you, Donovan. I agree. What's next?
A lot of Donovan.
The text line. We found it.
Yeah.
It was a quiet first 2 hours of the show.
What's next?
I'll tell you what, after the first half, Mayock probably sweating a little bit. Probably sweating a little bit, you know? Just a little.
Just a little bit.
Coming up next, the Jordan Mailata Show live here at Chickies and Pete's. Jordan will be here. Elliot will be here as well. And then join Ike and Hugh Douglas and Elliot Shore Parks for the Players Lounge at 7. This week's guest is Landon Dickerson, all right here at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Remember, deodorant, the thief of joy. We'll talk to you tomorrow. You know, it's not the summer anymore, so you're probably not going down the shore. What's the matter? What's
I didn't know if you was doing the...
Oh, yeah, no, I'm doing... wait, we don't have a thing, do we? We don't have a thing at the end of Mondays, do we?
Okay, I didn't know.
Oh, okay, all right, just want to make
just
sure.
Waiting.
All right.
I have to wait to hear you start.
Okay, all right, all good. Well, I'm going to talk about Adam Kasebe, who's going to be your realtor to get you a shore house. How do you spell his name? K-S-E-B-E. Where is he based? Long and Foster in Bethany Beach. What does he do? He gets people into their dream shore house. You didn't think you'd be able to do it. Market's too tough. Can't afford it. Bah, 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 bah. Adam Kasebe is the king of the Delaware beaches. If there is a realtor who can get you into a beach home in Delaware, it is Kasebe. K-S-E-B-E. Here's the thing. You pay thousands of dollars to a person to rent a house for a week. Wouldn't you rather have your own house? You rent it to other people for thousands of dollars. They pay your mortgage for you, essentially, and then you have your own place down the shore to with your family and your friends every single summer. Kasebe can help you do it. By the way, Delaware beaches, if you haven't been, Superior. I always say this, better restaurants, which is a big thing. You're spending a while there. You're going to go out to dinner. Also, property taxes. When you're talking about buying a place, property taxes, Delaware, some of the lowest in the country, Jersey Shore, the highest. When it's time, when you decide to take the plunge, Kasebe has to be your guy. Call or text him. This is his direct cell number, 302-864-8643. That's 302-864-8643, or go to processrealtor.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.